Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 27th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Facial recognition dispute, AI licensing, AI model delay, genomic AI. Facial recognition dispute. 47 civil society organizations are urging the European Commission to take immediate action against the use of facial recognition to identify Pride attendees. These groups have called on the Commission to ensure that organizers and participants of the Pride demonstration planned for Saturday in Budapest can exercise their right to peaceful assembly and free expression. On April 15th, the Hungarian government implemented measures including severe penalties, like hefty fines, and in some cases, prison sentences. The new laws also allow real-time biometric facial recognition to identify demonstrators, which violates the EU's AI regulations. Hungarian authorities have escalated threats, declaring participation in Budapest Pride as a criminal act under the guise of protecting children's rights. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has urged Hungarian authorities to let the event proceed without fear of legal or administrative repercussions. AI licensing. Creative Commons, the organization known for its licensing systems, is working on new labels to clarify how datasets can be used for training AI models. These labels, detailed in a blog post introducing CC signals, aim to preserve the open nature of the internet by setting clear guidelines for AI training data usage. Without these rules, the future could see data being used without permission, leading to restricted areas protected by paywalls. 4 CC signals have been developed, each requiring acknowledgement of dataset creators. They can also mandate a financial contribution for usage, with proceeds going to the creators or their ecosystem. Usage is restricted to open AI training, but an outright ban isn't included. This initiative seeks to establish global guidelines similar to existing Creative Commons licenses, emphasizing responsible data use without creating new ownership rights. Feedback on this project, available on GitHub, has so far been largely critical. AI model delay. DeepSeek's anticipated AI model, R2, faces delays due to a shortage of NVIDIA chips in China, particularly the now-restricted H20 chip. This situation results from tightened export regulations by the United States. Insider sources suggest that CEO Liang Wenfeng is currently dissatisfied with R2's performance, and a release date is still pending. Despite the challenge, DeepSeek remains competitive. An update to their existing model, R1, at the end of May, successfully restored its capabilities to match the leading models from OpenAI and Google. Chinese's alternatives to NVIDIA hardware are seen as less effective by cloud providers. Genomic AI. DeepMind has unveiled AlphaGenome, a remarkable new AI model designed to predict how small DNA changes can influence gene activity. The model focuses on non-coding regions of DNA, which, unlike coding sections that serve as blueprints for proteins, act as control centers to switch genes on or off. These non-coding areas make up roughly 98% of human DNA and have been challenging to decode. AlphaGenome analyzes up to 1 million DNA letters at once, predicting molecular properties like where genes begin or end, RNA production levels, protein binding sites, and splicing locations. Essential for accurate gene expression. The model outperforms existing specialized models in predicting regulatory effects of variants, using data from public research projects like ENCODE and GTX. DeepMind aims for AlphaGenome to enhance understanding of genetic disease causes. For instance, it correctly predicted a mutation's effect in T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, identifying a new protein binding site activating a neighboring cancer gene. Currently, AlphaGenome is available for non-commercial research only and not validated for clinical use. It doesn't fully capture complex disease processes influenced by developmental or environmental factors and has limitations with predictions involving distant regulatory elements. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.